I would just like to echo Rabbi Ananru's words that he said on Monday. Just want to clarify some of the halachic issues. There's this issue of potentially people are getting involved in betting on the tournament. And just to clarify some of the halachic issues that's involved in that. Rabbi Ananru said obviously it's not proper for a ben tarvis to do that. For a person not getting involved in that. It doesn't belong in the yeshiva in any way, shape, or form, and that's obvious. But a lot of clarifying some points. First of all, there's a mug in a Rama and Hilchos Shabbos, which says that no matter what, however you pass it in the Gemara, it's still also to do it. Whether you hold a smacha as kanya or a smacha loy kanya, it's still also to do it. And that's what it says over there in Hilchos Shabbos. If two people are dividing up portions and they're using some type of betting system to get the bigger portion, if you're really mocking on each other, there's an Isser Kuvya, you can't do it whether it's weekday or Shabbos, you cannot do it. And so the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and the Ramah does not disagree, there in the Arachai. This is the we shine them in Chashem Mishpat. According to the Rambam, if you're a smarty, you go with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskens with the Rambam, there's no way that a person would be able to gamble, and if he does, he's possible for Edus, he's possible for Edus. He considered the gazlan, the rabbanon, like some rishonim, like some rishonim of the raisa. He considered the gazlan. The money he's taking is money which the person did not really want to give. The person was hoping to win. He did not give it wholeheartedly. That money you have no right to. If you accept the money, you are considered a gazlan. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says that there is an opinion which says this isn't seen games a case of betting and a case of skill versus a case of chance. Let's say we're betting on a chess game, and I'm playing chess. I bet you I can beat you in a game of chess. And I believe I'm very skilled at chess. So that clearly is also, the person, if I lose, he takes the money, he's a gazlan. Because I really do not want to give that money, because I believe that it's going to win. However, in a game of chance, not of skill, but of chance, of luck, as the saying goes, I know I might not win, so in there, I meant to give it, so then I'm not considered a gazlan. That's what the Ramah says. So I don't know whether people who are betting on the tournament believe they know what they're talking about. If they believe they know what they're talking about, you cannot take their money. If they don't believe they know what they're talking about, they shouldn't do it anyway, because it's stupid. So the Ramah says, you can't do it. Okay? Again, if you believe you're doing it, I don't want to give them the money. If I lose, the guy takes the money, he's a gazlan. Because I thought I know what I'm doing. I thought I'm a real expert, I know which one's going to win. So I do not give the money wholeheartedly. And if I don't, I'm just, why not blow some money? I mean, come on, you know, wake up. Even Ramah says that in the case of a game of luck, where it's not considered gazela if you give the money because you expect it. However, the Ramah brings, that's only talking about a case where the money is mezuman. You put the money there on the table, not if it's a debt. So if the guy doesn't put the money on the table, he says, I'll pay you $10 tomorrow, it doesn't work. So again, it's still a prohibitive. And he says, if the money's on the table, he brings an opinion which says that it has to be that the table, you have to do a Maisha Kinyan, he's Kaibis, or like a Kinyan Sutter, but you Makaib yourself to give it, number one, or a Kinyan on the money, because there, pick it up. And number two, the table has to belong to both of you. It has to be in your resource at the time. So the only way, according to Ramah, you're not a gazlan, even according to Ramah, you're not a gazlan, and it's a game of chance, of luck, number one. Number two, the money is there on the table. Number two, you made a kinyan. Number four, the table belongs to both of you. Then, according to the law, you're not a gazlan, but it's still us, according to the law, going to run anyway. So that is the halacha clarification of what Rabbi Ananru said on Monday. And obviously, any ben tarvis should not be involved with it anyway. But regardless, if you're dealing with coming postulatus, one day you're going to grow up and you want to be an aid by a chuppah, and you'll tell the person, no, I gambled on the March Madness and I'm a postulatus. So please keep that in mind. Okay, everyone should have a good morning.